Well, Tony, first of all, what did you hope to get out of today, and did you get out of that what you hoped you would?
Yeah, I wanted to see a couple of things, and obviously first thing was fitness and being able to, I guess you go into your first lot of contact, so, you know, can we handle collisions, talk and tackle together, get off the ground, get back, do a set, you know, defend when we drop a ball and, you know, take opportunities when they're there. So all those things I saw, you know, individually, you know, everyone probably is in the negative tone, stayed off the radar, which is good. So no one come up with a negative. And, you know, a few of us come up with some positives.
Does it give you a few other things to think about as well? Because like you say, in training, the intensity isn't quite that of a game. So do you see things in players in that sort of scenario that you might not have seen previously in pre-season?
Yeah, definitely. And it's often the little things too, you know. And you get a little bit of feedback from them as to, you know, he talked well to me, mate, when I was out there. And, you know, when that happened, he said this and we did that. And they're the bits that you don't. Because, when you're in training, it's a group of blokes against another group of blokes that really actually are together. Now it's a group of blokes against another mob they want to get on top of. So that changes for them, the way they think about each other. And I was just saying that the volume in the change room, for example, after that game is three or four times louder than what it is after a training session, because you're talking about all those little things that you like to hear. And you know, it's, you know, in many ways it's more about them than you say, what do they get out of it? You know, they get a lot out of, you know, feeling confident in themselves and believing, and they've done the work, and I need to do a bit harder on that, I felt tired there. You know, you've got to learn that bit to be honest with themselves.
And what's the plan with the next two friendlies as well? Pretty much the same, just to give people a run out, try different combinations, or do you have sort of separate plans for each friendly?
No, we'll go a little bit longer now. So today the plan was sort of 40-minute blocks for most people. So just to get your contacts in and, you know, get talking and get in sync. And we'll go probably, we will go into more 60-minute blocks for some people in the Toulouse game, whereas others will have 20. And then the next game, some will get 60-minute chunks, and the blokes that have got the 60 the week before will get 20, if that makes sense. So start trying to lengthen it out where they are. And actually, they probably need to go into combinations. I need to sort of say, well, listen, you are a bit on the edge at the moment. You know, you're going to have to do 60 against Toulouse probably, and I'm going to have to back some of the other blokes to go in harder against the Catalan. But equally, if someone does a great job there, then they can flip their way in, if that makes sense.
And I know we've said at the moment that talk is cheap. You know, you can say whatever you want pre-season. You want to get into the games, and then people can start saying, you know, this is where your team is and this is sort of the performance level. But from what you're seeing from your side, is it the type of things you want to see from them at this stage?
Individually, yeah. Team, no. You know, I thought at times we just stay comfortable at the level of the game, that we could keep it comfortable. I thought we could have been more intense in certain parts of our games in period, and it didn't affect us that we weren't, but in a Super League game we'd need to probably practice more being about us than being able to just to play at the level of what was in front of us, which was not a criticism of what was in front of us. It was just a little bit of fact. The boys understand that. I spoke about that at half time, and they understood that.